powered by 100% carbon-free energy. That is the goal for a growing list of cities around the world trying to fight the global climate crisis. A few of those cities have made big progress. Reykjavik, Iceland. Burlington, Vermont, to name a couple. Others are just getting started, like Atlanta, where this is a big challenge. But as former VP Al Gore once said, if Atlanta can get to 100% green energy, anybody can. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
Like any other city, Atlanta is woven with power lines, trams, and buses. The electricity that makes Atlanta run comes mostly from coal, natural gas, and nuclear energy. Only about 6 to 8% comes from renewable sources.
And so obviously going from that number to 100% by 2035 is a bold goal.
Amol Naik is Atlanta's chief resilience officer. He says the green energy plan just approved by the city council to get to 100% green in 16 years is, quote, ambitious and achievable. But he admits there's no easy path to get there.
There's no five-run home run or four-point shot. This is something that needs to happen in an incremental way. It's a lot of folks sitting around a table figuring out the best way forward.
So how exactly will those folks increase Atlanta's green energy supply from 8% to 100% in just 16 years? They're going to start by trying to use less energy.
There's an awful lot of low-hanging fruit left.
Matt Cox is the CEO of the Greenland Group. He helped craft Atlanta's new plan. Cox says you start with the basics, insulating old homes, installing energy-efficient lights, and better cooling and heating systems.
We identified an opportunity to reduce the consumption in the city 25 to 30% just through the energy efficiency side alone.
And Cox says studies found there's another benefit to investing in efficiency.
They were showing internal rate of return of over 60%. That's 60%.
But efficiency is just a start. Atlanta's plan also relies on putting up a lot more solar panels on homes, commercial buildings, and at utility-scale solar farms. It banks on things like improved battery storage for solar energy and buying renewable energy credits from outside the state to offset coal and gas power still coming from the local grid. Atlanta's mix will also still include a lot of nuclear, a controversial power source for environmentalists. But however the city tries to reach its goal, Atlanta will need the cooperation of some key players who aren't so gung-ho on the plan. People like Lauren Bubba McDonald.
Well, I guess you would say it's a nice dream. In country talk, it's pretty good fodder. But fodder doesn't feed much, you know.
McDonald chairs the Georgia Public Service Commission, which oversees Atlanta's electric utility. Don't get him wrong. McDonald supports solar energy. When I met him, he was wearing a bright yellow shirt. He says with falling prices, a sunny climate, and ample space for solar farms, solar makes sense in Georgia.
The sun will be here 80 years from now. And I bet you, if you want to make a bet right now, I bet you that it'll be shining just as bright 80 years from now as it is today.
But McDonald also says there are limits. If Atlanta were to paper itself with solar panels, that might meet only a quarter of the city's energy needs. McDonald is a free market guy, so he doesn't like mandates or subsidies to increase the mix of green energy. He's not especially concerned about the growing threat of climate change either.
I'm not going to sit here and just say it's a bunch of buoy, because there may be some cause in it. But this earth has been on here a long time, and I'm a Christian, and I know who's in charge.
So to get its green plan off the ground, Atlanta will need to sell it to regulators like McDonald and lawmakers in the state's conservative legislature.
You don't lead with climate change. You lead with, let's provide economic development for the entire state.
I rode Atlanta's subway with a former state representative, Stephanie Stuckey. Stuckey is now the director of sustainability with Atlanta's South Face Institute. She says building a political coalition for green energy means focusing on jobs.
Actually, all of the areas where we are building large-scale industrial solar arrays in Georgia are in rural communities. And the economic development and the local government leaders who are embracing these projects are by and large conservative. And they're not talking about climate change. They're talking
Atlanta's green energy plan touts the creation of 8,000 new jobs in the industry. Backers say the plan could help low-income families in other ways, too.
We know that solar can lower a person's home energy bill.
Chandra Farley is with the nonprofit group Partnership for Southern Equity. She says right now many black households in Atlanta are struggling just to pay their electricity bills. She wants policymakers to help low-income communities by investing in the Green Plan. She says it's really a matter of priorities.
Atlanta's still pretty segregated, I think, by race and class. You know, the west side of Atlanta, it's right on the other side of the billion-dollar stadium that we have that is...
Georgia taxpayers could end up paying $700 million for that gleaming new football stadium. Supporters of the city's green energy plan say that makes their idea sound like a bargain. It's early days. The clean energy blueprint was just approved by the city council in March with no set funding source. But City Hall is making the case that it's not only the right thing to fight climate change in the future, but also to help people in the region right now. For The World, Jason Margolis, Atlanta.